This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason, and now is the best time to find out why. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMGW12 and use code TMGW12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Smile, wink, on with the episode.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Oh my goodness. Cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know the type of shenanigans that we are sharing today.
It has been a week, and that's all it's been is a little over a week, and it feels like it's also been a year.
Yeah.
And a day and 6 months.
Oh, 100%. We're now on the anniversary. Of March.
Yeah.
Somehow we're back in March. But guys, the first thing we're going to tell you is we've got a treat, an absolute treat for the next 10 weeks. Should I tell them?
What's the treat? Oh, yeah.
Kramer.
I looked like, someone asked me a Jeopardy question that's a softball, and I was like, what is it? What is the capital of Madagascar?
And so you're just right. We love you, Alex. You guys, Grace and I are going to have a This Might Get Weird spinoff that you are going to find right here.
Yeah!
It'll be under the This Might Get Weird umbrella called...
How you been?
Basically,
you saw the elusive and elegant tube filter article about it.
Can y'all believe we got that tube filter article?
Oh, that's how you know it's real. That's when I texted Mamrie. I said, well, it's tube filter. It's happening.
So if you guys read tube filter,
yep,
you will know.
Loyal tubes.
If not, so basically Grace and I, for the next 10 weeks on Friday, we'll have a just 30-minute podcast on the money coming out called How You Been, where we catch up with an old friend.
With an old content creator friend. We obviously don't have guests on this podcast at all.
We don't need them. This is purely gold.
I don't think they'd feel comfortable if they were
in my weird Pee-wee's Playhouse meth den.
Physically, I don't think they'd feel comfortable. And also, like, emotionally, they'd be like, so we're going into facts about possums again?
They'd be like, I'm so glad I drove here and got camera ready to hear about the intricacies of Mamrie's hummingbird feeder.
Yeah. So you guys got a weird email from a train company. We're going to expand on that for a half hour.
No, coming on to this podcast is like starting The Sopranos on season 5. There's too much. There's too much backstory.
It's Westworld season 3.
Oh, God.
Somehow Aaron Paul is here, but you don't really know.
Well, we'd have him. We'd make an exception.
That would be fine. But How You Been is basically us... like this, but a little bit more structured, catching up with our old content creator friends and seeing how they've been, because it has been wild times. We've been in our bubble talking to each other, that this is a selfish excuse to actually catch up with people
love. We wanted to remember to see if we knew how to speak to others.
Yeah.
And I will say, doing it, we have our first episode going up this Friday with the fantastic, fabulous Todrick Hall. Just an absolute delight.
And even in his time off, he's done more than you and I can.
Yeah, more than I've done in my entire career.
Yeah.
Todrick Hall has done more in
the last 6 months,
2021, than I've done my whole life. But I've noticed when we're recording these, and we've got a couple in the tank and a couple more this week, seeing the Grace going into interviewer mode, like
it's
the not too
hat.
Deep mode, and I just sit there and I'm like, I'm just gonna sip my coffee and watch her fucking Barbara Walters out.
Yeah, it uh It can be annoying, but yeah, it's.
Think it's annoying.
What are those little old school toys?
Viewfinders.
Like, viewfinders. It's like literally the viewfinder shifts,
clicks in.
And it's like, here is now the lens in which I will be approaching this conversation.
Well, because I watch it, and these are our actual friends, so it's a very low stakes conversation.
Yes,
but I think about how many times have you done like a not too deep interview, which is an hour long, which is mind blowing.
Well, like 40, 45, yeah.
Well, but how many times have you done one and been on such autopilot?
It's happened.
You're like, I can't believe words are coming out of my mouth.
Truly, it gives me a incredibly false sense of confidence of being able to
you can
just,
do anything.
Like fill in, you know, blank air with noise whenever I want to. But yeah, I learned my lesson that we have tried to do 3 episodes in a day.
No, I'd be floating outside of my body.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. That like the last episode, thank God they're remote now from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like literally from the waist down, just legs like going like crazy out of like just
stay
hold
in your body.
On, hold on.
No, I mean, that's the good thing about this podcast is, well, it's we know each other, best friends. So if there was a moment, because sometimes I'll be talking and being like, am I talking right now?
there's been a few moments in the last few episodes where your brain is moving faster than your jaw. What comes out is a treat to everyone.
When I said Spencer Pratt, like I was running into battle like Braveheart.
Yeah.
No, but. If that happened, I would just probably not even edit it out of going like, guys, I think I'm starting to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
We're going to stop down for 10 minutes. But doing that with like Real Housewives who you've never met interviewing.
It's pretty
like,
wild.
Bless you. That is a fucking skill.
It is terrifying, wild and wonderful because it the comfort level here is that one, you're there talking with me. And two, these are people we've known for a long time. And what we've found so far is just like. It's a very warm conversation immediately.
They're excited
like,
to be there.
We're not here to expose anyone about anything.
No,
we're
not pulling
like,
out receipts.
How can we celebrate you? Tell us all the ways in which we don't realize how wonderful you are.
This might get weird. The show where the only receipts are Miriam's KFC receipts from the, the Ivory Coast. Oh,
no,
my God.
Her.
Okay, now that we've got that kind
so
of
get ready.
Exciting
every Friday
thing.
For the next 10 weeks. How you been?
So there is also extremely exciting news happening in your life.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Golden Globes.
Shut up. Would you like to tell everyone?
Yeah, guys, you might know from the internet, but I am engaged.
She is a taken woman.
Isn't this crazy? This is
fucking nuts.
It takes me. Look, this. I'll give you guys like details about this, but basically it happened last weekend, not this most recent weekend, the weekend before. I told Mamrie.
She told me 10 minutes before we recorded our podcast last week.
And I was waiting to tell you after. I literally had a moral dilemma and asked Elliot, like, what is the nicer thing to do, tell her right away.
And where I can't say it.
She has to keep a secret the whole episode or tell her after. And then she goes, how did you keep a secret this whole episode? So
right.
We were sitting here and Maverick's just like putting her makeup on and just being like, how was your weekend? I know that you and Elliot like said that you had some late nights and like what happened? And I was like, all right, I'm just going to tell you. I can't keep it a secret.
No, I said, she was like, it was okay. I have something to tell you. And I was like, I go, are you okay? And you go, no, I'm fine. It's good news. It's good news. It's you just
know,
went to the
both of us go to the extreme. Are you okay? What happened?
Yeah.
How can I save you from whatever?
Prepare for disaster and how can I help cushion it?
Yeah.
But I knew like 5 seconds before you said it.
Really?
And here's why it's so funny, because it's the most Grace Helbig of all time.
Yeah.
Is that I saw you then you went and grabbed your ring.
Out
of your wallet.
Yeah, I put it in my wallet because I was going to be without it for the episode. And then when I realized that's also where I put the SD cards after we record.
I know.
That's a precious spot in my wallet right
there. Then you went and the first thing I thought, and you're like, I'm engaged. Well, first thing I thought is, oh my God, holy shit. A mate, like I love Elliot. Like, yes, this is great news. I'm still in shock. Great news. But the second thing I thought is, should I take bets on how quickly she's going to lose that ring?
I know. It has to get resized. It's already a little loosey-goosey. And I don't have anything nice.
Like, yeah, that's the nicest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, in the last year, I've really downgraded to the things that I am comfortable wearing.
I'm surprised your body didn't reject it.
I
was like, one made out of terry cloth, please.
I know, like, this is not gonna last like this. I've rejected all things that are like slightly uncomfortable in the last like 10 months because I didn't have to wear anything uncomfortable.
Yeah, why would you?
And let alone accessories on any, like, the only accessory I consider are shoes when I have to wear them.
Yeah,
and
slippers.
So now having a like an accessory is an added responsibility, but classically, you know,
why do you have so many band-aids?
I know. This is the other truth that comes with it. Is that I've never taken care of my hands.
And now everyone's going to look at them.
Everyone only wants to look at my hands. And
oh my God.
I have a blister from, okay.
You look like a bad contestant on Chopped.
Yeah, literally, I look like, yeah. I put a blindfold on and tried to slice up some onions. No, it's this. That's why this whole week has been nuts. One.
Okay. Elliot, take us back. Just walk us through it, girl. I mean,
we'll walk us through it.
Congratulations, Grace.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still processing too. So forgive me if I sound like a flopping little Muppet.
No, I love it.
It's just
I'm having to come to terms with. I was like, Grace Helbig, she's my non-marriage, no kids, ride or die. And then you came in, I was like, oh, I'm the only freak who doesn't want any of that.
No, this is one of those things where
I'm gonna die alone.
Like, my striving for independence is still something I hold near and dear to my heart. But this is something that, like, we had talked about last year, Elliot and I. But it was one of those things. It's like, if we're going to do this, which is, you know, not out of the question, but I want to make sure that we do it on our own terms. Like,
yes.
This is a signal of something, like, very traditional. And, you know, you and I have grown up in very non-traditional families. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't necessarily signify all the same things that I assume it signifies for other people.
That is lovely.
But
your vows are going to fucking slap.
Or they're not going to make any sense. Hell yeah, it's going
to
be me.
Sing the lyrics to I'm Blue. Da, da, da.
I know. I'm going to do a bit from the This Make It Weird stage show. It's just like, here are the stages of grief when you get proposed to. So we had talked about like this being in our zeitgeist. But I'm such a like quiet control freak that I just assumed, like, you know, we got a bit before this happens. And so over the weekend, I got asked by my friend Michelle to speak at this internet or this online kind of conference thing that she was creating for the first time with a bunch of creatives. And it was a really fun opportunity to write like a TED Talk type of speech.
Which you've been wanting to do.
I've been wanting to do it. And so it was a great opportunity to help my friend launch something that's really cool for her and her community, and also like be able to test out how does this work for me. So I was up like crazy Friday night knowing I had to speak Saturday morning at like 8 a.m. West Coast time. And so apparently Elliot wanted to do it Friday night, but I was like so in my
tired,
frenzied, like, I gotta write this chill and I'm not done and listen to this and see how this sounds. So he
and you would have been up all night from excitement
night, exactly.
And you had to do a TED Talk at 8 a.m. Elliot,
I know.
Look, Elliot,
he gets very excited, so sometimes he's a little short-sighted about, like, you know, the whole scope of it, hence the rest of the week that's happened. But
that should be a new phrase, by the way, short apostrophe sighted, like C-I-T, like someone who gets so excited they like can't see everything around them.
Truly
trending.
So then the next day I was like exhausted but like so excited after Michelle's event that I'm in that like purgatory where like I should probably take a nap but I can't because I'm like buzzing from like being able to talk
Like, do I have a beer? It's only 10. Right. I've done so much.
I know. And then by the afternoon I was like working on our Patreon writing a drag race recap thing.
I love it.
Just like exhausted in bed doing that, and Elliot was like, I have a little plan for us tonight if you want to like get changed. And I was like on the bed and with my laptop just like typing, being like, get changed into what?
Yeah.
Why?
You're like, we had a date 2 weeks ago on Valentine's Day. What are you doing?
He had a new outfit on. I was like, you look so cute. So I have to get out of sweatpants. Okay. He's like, yeah, if you want to.
But you getting proposed to in sweatpants would be the most Grace Helbig thing of all time.
Right. So I like put on just, I don't know, a denim jumpsuit or something.
Cute.
And I was like, this is not sweatpants, but I'm equally comfortable. And then he he was like, I have a little date night plan for us, and took me over to the little outside.
You guys office. Have a separate little office.
Right. And he had printed out a little sign that said Ellie Hut Gastropub pop up.
Oh, my God. You guys, I've heard this, but like, I didn't hear all the tiny details because I was in such shock and we had to record. So right. That is so cute.
And then walk inside. He's got all these lights, all these candles lit. And he's got like a little bar station for us set up. And I'm like videoing it, just being like, this is so cute. What is this? And then I literally stopped videoing and turn around. He's like on one knee. And I just kept screaming, are you for real? Is this happening right now? Is this for real? And he just kept being like, yes, this is for real.
Aww.
Yeah, it was incredibly sweet.
My nipples hurt so hard.
I'm cold chills.
Let's get real. A lot of things in life are terribly annoying, no matter how small, like hitting every red light on the way home or trying to watch a video and that thing just buffers every 2 minutes, or just trying to open a bottle of booze after a long day and you can't get that thing open. Well, when I need to blow off steam, I really love playing Best Fiends. It's the top-rated mobile puzzle adventure game. It gives you hours of fun, super casual, never gets old because they're always uploading thousands of level plus new content and events added all the time. It's how I unwind, baby. First of all, the fiends are adorable. The slugs, though they're our enemies, are also friggin' adorable, and I love cute things. I was on a level recently and it took me forever to beat it, but I need that challenge. I'm very smart. And you know what? I was just having a hard time getting enough mushrooms and killing them slugs. And if this sounds like a totally different language to you, then I am telling you, go download Best Fiends right now. I also have gotten a few friends onto Best Fiends, so we are always comparing notes of when we're playing it, probably to avoid our partner or our family, but also how far we've gotten in the game. With Best Fiends, there's something new today, tomorrow, and every day after that. Literally thousands of levels to play and counting, plus the cute little characters. So don't blame me if you become slightly obsessed or are one of them for Halloween next year. So download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Download it free today on the Apple App or Google Play.
Think about everything that you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there, and things like that old-fashioned food pyramid are not much help. Enter Noom. With Noom, it's not about what you just ate, but about how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. It's based in psychology, so Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools to replace your habits with healthier ones. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach means that you're not just losing weight, you're building the habits you need to keep it off. And Noom is forgiving because you are a human being, and if you go off track today, you can get back on track tomorrow. They understand that everyone is busy, and that's why Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day, and over 80% of Noomers, cute name, finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. The thing I love about Noom is their recipe collection. They have an incredible source of recipes, and you can sift through them, search through them based on whether they're in your budget. You can search for specific ingredients. You can see how much green is in each recipe, something that we should perhaps all be more conscious of. There is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/weird. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up today. Noom, Noom.com/weird. If you're ready to learn how to live healthier, sign up for Noom today at Noom, Noom.com/weird. Yeah, it's still so weird and shocking. And then like afterwards, we like cried a bunch. It was really sweet. I was also the most tired person to begin
right,
with.
So compounding that.
So I was running on just pure fumes. And then he like sat me down. I was like, so here's who knows. And I was like, who knows about this?
Well, here's the thing. Because you also said that Elliot considered reaching out to me to like help him get stuff ready.
But then he was like, I want you guys. He's like, I don't know. This all happened within the last like 2 weeks,
right,
is what I found out. And so I didn't know whether this was like a longstanding slow roll of a
thing. I would have been honored to know before you, But I also would have been freaking out because you and I haven't had a, hey, are you and Elliot maybe going to get married? And I would have been like, oh my God, what, am I a bad friend by not warning her?
I literally was like, it's probably for the best that Mamrie doesn't know, because if you had just cold told her this is what's happening without me being like, we've talked about this and we're on this path,
I would have lost
it. She would have been like, Do I warn her or do I support this situation?
I would have been trying to drop hints so bad. I would have just been like, I don't even know what I would have done. I'm sure there are people who've been in that position who are like, oh, fuck, this guy's going to propose to my friend. She shouldn't marry this loser.
Or that, like, is this what this might be what he wants. Is this what they want? I don't know. And then when he told me that he had, like, done the whole traditional thing of, like, FaceTiming all my family and asking all my parents, that made me cry because that's very sweet and I know very important to, like, my family. And also, same thing as you, that I was like, did they say good luck? We have no idea what she's gonna say.
You're like, I haven't had this conversation with my family.
And he was like, yeah, kind of. They were all like, good luck.
They were all like, we can't wait for you to be our son, and or this is the last time we're ever speaking because Grace is gonna freak out.
Yeah. And so so that night, it was like, we should call them. I was like, yeah, that makes sense to now call them when they've known that maybe this is happening at some point this weekend. It's already Saturday night and they haven't gotten a call.
Oh, please. They're sitting on their hands not to text you to be like, anything crazy happened?
I know. Meanwhile, I was like texting my mom about like furniture that she needed for like something. And to now know like what she was sitting with as a secret is very hilarious. But yeah,
because your mom's very excitable. I could see your mom fully doing the Kristen Wiig character.
Oh, yeah. That's like, and she's like,
I can't hold in the surprise party.
Yeah, 100%. So then that all happens. Wonderful. We're exhausted the next day. Still processing. Then Monday is Elliot's actual birthday, which I was like, I'm sorry.
Hell of a weekend.
I have nothing for you at this point. And then on top of that, Very Gay Paint came and like put these beautiful murals in our home, which I highly recommend you guys go check out Very Gay Paint on Instagram. They're absolutely funny. Wonderful. But before I even had like an opportunity to figure out, one, telling you, two, processing what I do with this secret, Very Gay Paint comes over super early on Monday, and I had to be like, sorry, Elliot, it was his birthday, and so he's like waking up slow, but he'll be out soon, like full masks, like helping them get set up and everything. And then like I went over and started working, and then Elliot came over later after he woken up, and he was like, I told him we got engaged. And I was like,
I can't believe Very Gay Paint knew before me.
Within the first 2 hours, we were like, hi, welcome to our home. It's so nice to meet you. It is his birthday, but don't worry, we've already celebrated. Also, he proposed to me this weekend and no one else knows. So, hi, nice to meet you. Here's all of this information.
My God.
They were so lovely about all of it. But yeah, it has been. And then on top of that, we went down to Palm Springs and like fixed up stuff.
We made a bocce ball court, y'all.
Which is why I have these Band-Aids.
From the blister, from the rake.
Yeah.
It was 3 tons of gravel, 3 tons of sand, railroad tracks. You guys, we are DIYing our dicks off down there.
This has been a week of accomplishments in ways that I never thought would happen in my world.
Yeah.
So it's
bocce and engagement.
Oof, I mean, who am I? What am I doing? But
I don't know.
This same. That said, I'm still in the haze.
Name of your next book. Who am I? What am I doing?
Well, I had told you about it. And then I was like, if we could take a second from not saying anything on the podcast. And then my little brother calls me over the weekend. I tell like all my family throughout the week. And then my little brother calls me and goes, so I've listened to the podcast and I noticed you didn't mention it on the podcast. Are you still engaged?
Tim thought it was a 1 week engagement.
I was like, yes, Tim. I literally told Mary before and just wanted a second to have it by ourselves for a bit before saying it to anyone else. But yeah.
Well, congrats.
Thanks. It's very exciting, very strange. And it will continue to set in to me over the course of who knows how long.
Until you're at your bachelorette party that I am in charge of.
I know.
Well, yes, you have had, I'm going to say, one of the touchstone weeks of your life.
Yes.
Crazy week. I mean, do you want the story of the pleasant interaction I had in the produce section yesterday of Albertsons or my weird interaction with an army vet in Palm Springs.
Oh!
Dealers? I mean...
Whoa! Okay, wait. What?
What's the opposite of dealer's choice?
Customers... punishment?
Right. I said dealer's choice. That doesn't make sense.
Let's see. Pleasant interaction or weird interaction?
Yeah.
Let's go weird first and with pleasant.
Okay. Well, on the way to Palm Springs, I get to Palm Springs and I had to get cash out of an ATM, which I realize I do like twice a year.
Same.
So I'm going up there putting in my PIN like the thing might explode.
I'm
like the red wire or blue wire moment.
I put in my PIN. Yeah. Like, I really hope this is right. How do I not remember? There are very few things I should have memorized. And one is, it could be one of a few combinations.
Well, and it's also you and I shared account. Yeah. So like, when am I fucking getting cash out of that? So I did it near my house and they were like, wrong PIN. And I was like, too nervous to do it again. That they're going to like eat the card. So then I was like, I'll try it in Palm Springs. So it looks like I'm on the run.
Right?
Like, I didn't even think that through. I'm like, do you know your card is, they're trying to access it like every 100 miles. So I had the right PIN, which was great, but I had to get cash out because I needed to pay for all our gravel, et cetera.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get there and this, you know, tall man with like his like vet hat comes out and he goes, well, how you been? Like, literally, like our podcast.
Wow. Which was brand is spreading. Great.
Which was interesting because we don't know each other. So it's not like, how have you been? It feels very intimate.
Yes. That's like in the UK. What do they say?
How you go? Oh, no. In Australia, they say how you going.
How you going? But in the UK, they say something that seems like you're not doing well. That it's like. That, like, how you going, or like, I'm going to look
you
it
okay,
up.
Hun.
You okay? You okay? Yeah. Which to me sounds like something you say when someone's clearly not okay.
Right. Totally.
And so it always throws me off because I started watching Love Island for the first time and that's how they all greet each other. You okay?
So weird. I had a whole conversation. Steve started watching it last night. Anyway, I'm at the ATM. He goes, well, how you been? And I was like, I have on a mask. I have on a baseball hat. Like, this guy might think we know each other.
Right.
You know? So I'm just like,
might have gone fishing last week.
So I'm like, I'm okay. How are you? He goes, well, every day I'm a day older. And I was like, okay.
Uh-oh.
I was like, this guy's got bits.
Yes.
Like, he's like, charming, right? So I'm getting my money. So he's talking about how hot the weather is. I'm like, I'm like, give me my cash. And he goes, he turns to me and he goes, were you an athlete in high school? And I just go, and in my head again.
This is all while you're at the ATM. See, I don't trust this because I feel like he's trying to look over your shoulder and get some information from what's happening.
I'd already put it in. He goes, were you an athlete in high school? And in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe he thinks he knows me. He was like a coach or whatever.
Okay.
And I go, no, why? And he goes, you just look really strong.
Borderline where he knows that like on a transcript you can't say that's like a gross thing to say to someone,
but it's also like a compliment but not,
right?
You know what I mean? Because I went and looked in the mirror for like for 30 minutes following. I was like, I have been going to a trainer.
Yeah,
I am like getting more strong and whatnot, but not enough for someone to tell me I look strong. I'm like, was I tensed? Were my muscles tensed because I was like, oh, I hope I don't put in the wrong pin or something. I was like, was I flexing?
Yeah.
I was like, no one in my fucking life has told me that I look really. And he did like a kind of muscle gesture and he was like, strong. Like, I think he wanted to say like broad
that.
Or, you know what I mean?
That maybe he was trying to categorize in his head like what's flattering but unoffensive.
He didn't say fit. He said strong.
Yeah, there's something real confusing about that.
Well, no one like my ideal body type is the strong woman at the carnival.
But also, I don't want to be approached in a gas station near the ATM and be told that I look strong because then I'm like, what is your plan?
Right. I'm like, well, if your plan was to mug me.
Yeah.
I'm strong, bitch.
Right. Or you give me a false sense of confidence.
Or do I just look like a shot putter? Like, who asks, were you an athlete in high school?
Someone that was an athlete in high school.
Look, the only compliment I will take from it is that even if I was an athlete in high school.
Yeah.
I graduated 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like this will be my 20th high school anniversary this year because I graduated in 2001.
Wow.
So I'm like, if anything, he thinks I'm younger than I am to still have maintained my body type from high school.
I know.
It was so weird. It was so weird. But that I was cracking up in
my
math.
Did he say anything about him doing sports in high school or anything?
No, he said, like, you look really strong. And I just said, well, I've been working out. And I left.
And he was like, that didn't go as I wanted.
He was like,
to.
Okay. He pulls out his notebook, crosses through strong, and then circles.
That's not the way to pick up a woman at the gas station.
Circles hefty, or like, I don't know. I'm just like, I've never been told I look strong, but thank you, sir.
I know. And what a weird world when it's like, I don't trust that as just a pure compliment, that I'm like, something's weird about it, but maybe it was a pure compliment.
I mean, who knows? I could have stayed there longer and he would have been like, you look strong. So by any chance, could I pay you to beat the shit out of me?
Yeah, exactly. That's where my head goes. I watched too many,
dominatrixy things.
I watched too many murder mystery shit.
It was
I'm
broad
like,
daylight.
I don't trust it.
But you know, also I speak fluent old man.
Yeah, and if you're wearing a baseball cap and your
T-shirt, jeans.
Yeah, he might have thought you were a football player. And then when
like a female kicker or a football player?
No, like, soccer, you know.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Got it. So that was crazy.
That's a bit unnerving, even though it should be completely innocent,
I
guess.
I loved it. You would have filed a restraining order.
I was just Kool-Aid man through the ATM out the front window.
I was just like, in my head, I was like, not your best small talk, Jim. Not your best small talk. So that really fucking cracked me up.
Today we have support from one of my all-time favorite companies that you probably know by now, and if you don't... Thanks for listening for the first time. HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? Well, with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. It's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh offers 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. With 25-plus recipes to choose from each week, there's something for everyone to enjoy. They have all kinds of recipes, and it's a better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. I'm literally sitting here with a pork sausage rigatoni and a cream sauce recipe card that I'm about to make as soon as I'm done recording this ad. And if you guys, I mean, you should know by now, I've made a billion HelloFresh recipes. I love them. One of my all-time favorites is meatloaf a la mom. Not only is it a cute recipe title with alliteration, but you can also make cute little meatloafs. It's very, very fun. Anyway, if you are interested in HelloFresh, you can go to HelloFresh.com/TMG12 and use code TMG12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Once again, go to HelloFresh.com/TMGW12 and use code TMGW12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Y'all, I've talked about this brand before. I will talk about it again because it is my fave, and that is Native. Native makes such incredible products. The first one I ever tried is the Native deodorant, which is awesome because it's formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. Plus, it's vegan and never tested on animals. Also, did you guys know that I can't say talc, apparently? Native deodorant is made with ingredients that you've actually heard of. You're not looking at the label and thinking you're reading a science experiment. No, there's coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant every day, so you should be able to understand what's in it. Switching to Native from an antiperspirant, also, it doesn't mean you have to worry about midday BO, okay? It's not like, oh, what's this natural deodorant? Now I smell like a dang hippie at the middle of a music festival. No, there's a reason why Native has over 16,000 five-star reviews. That's because it works. And it smells fantastic. You got coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, citrus and herbal musk. Oh my goodness!
Plus, if you are feeling like you want to cut down on your plastic, they have an option that they now do a line with plastic-free deodorants in all of their most popular scents.
So give it a try. There's literally no risk. There's free shipping on every order in the U.S., and Native offers a 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/TMGW20 or use the promo code TMGW20 at checkout to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/TMGW20 or use the promo code TMGW20 at checkout for 20% off your first order.
All right, what was the other one that went well?
Oh, okay.
Supposedly.
You're like, I'm getting married. I'm like...
No,
here's
my
an
only,
interaction I had with the produce guy.
My only other notes this week is that Gwyneth Paltrow's coronavirus remedies have been shot down by the director of the NHS.
Wait, what are her remedies?
I was looking up that she had talked about getting coronavirus at the beginning of this whole thing.
Okay.
And that I guess she was making posts about like what she had done and they... Oh,
I love that you're looking this up in real time.
Yeah, well, she was... Her tips included keto and plant-based diet, fasting until 11 a.m. every day, lots of coconut aminos, sugar-free kombucha, kimchi supplements.
Bitch, that's just what you eat.
Right. And so, like, people are making sure that people don't take this as actual COVID, like, relief tactics.
Also, I'm sorry, but, like, saying you should eat keto, macrobiotic, plant-based... And not eat till 11, like...
I'm fast until 11 a.m.
Like
every day.
Show your privilege a little harder, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I mean that, but she's been doing this since
for
the
a long
beginning.
Time.
And all she's doing is begging us to go, you can't do that.
Gwenny,
that's not relatable. And you know it.
Gwyneth is a witch who gets her power from finger wags.
Yeah, big time. That all she wants us to go, no, no, no. And she goes, well, I got a little bit stronger.
She goes, oh, you think that's bad?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you some crazy. Like, and then, oh, God, the goop of it all.
The goop
pussy
of it
candle.
All. I know.
Well, also, speaking of people being a little extra this week.
What happened?
Sorry, I know she's your girl. Don't come for
Taylor
me.
Taylor Swift is going off. I know.
She's going
I'm
off.
I'm worried she's
going
to find my old videos. That's truly my first thought was, well, she didn't like that joke in Ginny in Georgia or whatever.
Well,
she should not find my videos from 2010.
It's like a YA show. And they made a joke of like, oh, I'll do that. I'll go through that quicker than Taylor Swift goes through men or something.
Yeah.
Which I get it. Like, that was a stupid, unsmart joke in 2012.
Very lazy.
I get
yeah.
it. But the idea that Taylor Swift has been in the public eye and had jokes made about her on talk shows and everything for 15 years, that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
And that one set her off is so fucking weird to me.
Well, there's some deep-seated Netflix behind the scenes shit, I think. That's my takeaway. Isn't that
where her documentary was?
That's what she said in her tweet. That she said, at Netflix, after having Miss Americana, this isn't a good look for you. So I think
it's one joke in a show no one's watching.
Well, she also is countersuing a theme park called Evermore after they sued her for trademark infringement. So Taylor is going
off.
Wait a second. At it.
There was already a theme park called Evermore.
Yeah.
And then that's Taylor's 19th album of the past year.
Yeah. So I guess in Utah, this place, yeah, lawsuit was filed February 2nd in Utah, claimed, yeah, that.
Yeah, because that knocked their Google search down by pages, I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
Now you search Evermore and it's all Taylor.
So guests began asking, this is to the park,
yeah,
Evermore, whether the Evermore album was the result of a collaboration between Evermore and Taylor Swift or some other type of relationship. And then the park's director of human resources, he said that in court documents. And yeah, it includes this suit includes photos of park merchandise trademarks that had allegedly been infringed upon by Swift. And now Swift is countersuing.
Wow. Okay, yeah,
so she's not taking any shit right
no,
now.
No, but also, you need to calm down. You know? Like, truly.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
there's one little joke, and also the park came first.
Yeah, I don't know that's just me reading quickly over that story. I don't know the details of it. But yeah, Taylor's not here to play anymore. And so am I nervous? Yes, of course.
I really like Taylor Swift. I think she's a good person. I enjoy a lot of her music, but she's starting to elicit a big old eye roll from me. And that was when did she release three albums or two albums?
Two, three maybe already. I don't know. There's all this talk that there's going to be more.
I'm over it.
Like, she's moved into a genre of music that I'm really forcing myself to get on board with because I like her as an artist.
Yeah, that's the worst when you're listening to the new album of someone you love and going like, is it going to grow on me?
Get behind. And then the next song sounds just like this one.
Thank you.
And then the next one's real sad too. And then the next one's about being out by the lake and being forlorn. Okay. I don't know what to do with this.
Truly, it could be called Forlorn Lake Songs.
Yeah, I mean, it might be called that. I don't know. There's all these deluxe albums now. There's a lot. She's releasing a lot. It
seems a lot of anger, a lot of albums. I just realized that if you gave a present to Lorne Michaels, it would say Forlorn. That's where my brain goes. It goes, I got to say this. This is exciting news. I just realized. When Grace finishes this sentence, am I going to shock her?
There's part of me that wishes that you worked in like a science laboratory that anytime they had like incredible new developments, yes, you would just come up with the perfect pun title for it.
Grace, that's what I was born to do.
I know. I wish.
Oh, okay. Well, then this leads me to my produce section.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I was at the grocery store yesterday. Mm-hmm. First of all, I went to a grocery store to get artichokes because my friend Steve, our friend, is coming over. And our tradition is we loved this one place's stuffed artichokes in New York.
Oh, nice.
Can't get them out here. So I make them for him.
Cute.
You know, a couple times a year. Right. So I go to get artichokes and there's only one Green Globe artichoke. And I say, unacceptable. But I was just like, well, motherfucker, I need at least two. And there's one. Like, it was so annoying. So I went to another grocery store. And there's, again, one green artichoke, but several purple artichokes, which I've never used.
Wow.
This is
intense. Yeah,
I know. This is very intense. So I'm like, I've never used purple artichokes. I wonder if they're different. Like, would they still work? So I see a guy in the produce aisle. And he's not just wearing, like, the grocery store shirt. He's wearing the a collared shirt with Melissa's on it, and Melissa's is like specialty produce.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So I say to him, I go,
his girlfriend's name on it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Excuse me.
And then Melissa comes out of the cat food aisle. And is
you
like,
look strong.
You look strong. I look strong, bitch. So I say to him, I was like, hey, quick question. Do you have any idea if there's a difference in taste between purple and green artichokes?
Hmm.
And he goes, oh, I'm not sure. Hey, Jeff, do you know if there's a difference between purple and green artichokes? Jeff is over there restocking the grapes.
Yeah.
And Jeff goes, I know who would know. Google. And I went, the sass of it all. He was joking, but I just said, nuh-uh. I said, uh-uh. I know I could Google. I said, I was giving y'all, the produce guys, the benefit of the doubt that you might have some answers. Right? It's getting intense.
The genre that you work in, right?
Yes. I don't see you restocking the meats. You are specifically in the fruit section. So anyway, so then another guy speaks up in the back and he goes, I don't know. I go, well, listen, guys, I'm going to Google it. So that way, if someone comes in here next time and asks the same question, y'all can look smart.
Yeah.
And like, we're like ribbing each other. Like, it's good vibes, right? So I look it up and I go, well, I'll have you know.
And they're like, ma'am, we're just trying to do our jobs. You get to leave this store. We're not allowed to leave right now. But okay, what should we know?
They go, get it all out or we're going to turn the misters on you.
Yeah.
Spray you like a bad cat. So I go, I'll have you know, it says here that the purple artichokes are a little nuttier and heartier. And they're like, okay, interesting. And then a guy in the back perks up. He goes, heartier, huh? And he goes like, I guess like it's like a hearty oatmeal, he says. And I go, unless they mean that the hearts are actually bigger because artichokes have hearts.
Artichoke
and then the original guy goes, oh, we're bringing wordplay into this.
This is like an SNL sketch of people that have been in quarantine for a year talking for the first time.
I know.
This is literally like, I wish I had been in the cereal aisle one aisle over being like, something ridiculous.
Or like the edge of the produce where they keep like the dried banana chips and yogurt covered raisins.
I'm just looking at soy riso and you guys are just And I'm just going, she's back. She was going to leave and she came back and said, hey guys, you know.
So he goes, oh, bring a wordplay into it. And I went, and I just went like, food for thought. And I like, I thought it was my closer, right?
So I'm walking off. And you throw the artichoke down like a right? mic on your way out.
But I like, clearly had like brought up something in his soul of like his ego being crushed because he didn't know this thing, and he goes, now hold on here, and he's on his Melissa's produce website, and he goes,
his Google,
he goes, well, I'll be damned, and everyone's like, what, he goes, they did mean the heart of the artichoke. And wow. I went, I rest my case. And I walked off to go get my breadcrumbs. Was an absolute hit at the Albertsons produce section.
This is the product that happens when a performer has been cooped up in her house.
I did a tight five on artichokes.
You gave a TED talk and you did a full bit about it. You opened for Melissa and it was incredible.
I just love this because it's like, Grace has some news. I do too, but I'll save mine until she said this life-altering news. I had a old razzle dazzle in the produce section.
Oh, I love it. No, it's I have also not been able to figure out like how to talk to people when uh-huh. we were down in Palm Springs for the weekend. I ran into like TJ Maxx for a second.
And I thought you, the way you set it up, it sounded like you were running into an old friend, and then you said TJ Maxx, and for a second I was like, she knows somebody named TJ Maxx.
That is an old friend.
I ran into TJ Maxx, the store.
The store for a second. And then I was in there for maybe 30 seconds. And immediately this very like quintessential Palm Springs like woman, like mm-hmm. she clearly got there the minute the store opened.
Oh, yeah. Got to get them.
And hadn't like doesn't have anything in her arms, but has been clearly browsing for like an hour. And she just came up to the side of me, and she's probably as tall as like below my shoulder. And she just goes, well, you can wear anything. Oh, okay. You're tall like that. You can wear anything. See all those dresses up front? You can wear any of those. And I was like, thank you. And I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, that is. No, she was saying you look like a model. I got told I was strong at an ATM. You get told you could just wear that like a, because you're a fit model.
Well, she just goes, you could wear anything, and then just lingered like next to me.
Like, what do you want me to try on stuff for you?
And I said, thank you, except for pants, you know, they're too short on me. And she goes, you can still wear anything. And I just left, and I was like, all right. And then literally like 10 minutes later, I just see her talking the ear off of the woman that like works there. And I was like, this woman is just looking for conversation.
This is just the hour she gets away from her kids.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I got to go converse. You saying that, though, just made me realize a great Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Would be TJ. Hey, guys, I'm TJ Maxx. And you just wear all the terrible stuff that you would only find at a TJ Maxx
with
a basket on your head.
That's great. That's great.
What's up, dudes? I'm TJ Maxx.
Just like a random dog toy and some old caramel corn.
Would anyone like some garlic infused olive oil?
Yeah, and here's like a tumbler that says Girl Power on the front of it.
You've heard it here first, guys. Go as TJ Maxx for Halloween.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, but I'm sorry, but whew. Telling your news and letting the people know about my artichoke festival.
Truly.
It really wore me out.
Wore us out. Guys, don't forget to listen to the first episode of How You Been this Friday right here, where you hear This Might Get Weird every week. Also, we have a Patreon.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you want to sign up over there, patreon.com/thismightgetweird.
Yes, we have all kinds of fun things. We kind of use it like our OG Tumblr. Yes. Grace does these amazing recaps on Drag Race.
Yes,
and also,
I apologize, I haven't posted this weekend. It's also a bye week in the Drag Race world, because I did like a behind the scenes of how we handle coronavirus. So
I hated
it. Wasn't it. Snatch Game, which is coming up. That's the big one.
I didn't watch it because it was just a lot of slow motion of the queens taking off masks and pinning them off. Like it was a little too artsy for me. Sorry, we'll talk about that later. Also, my book club, Barflies, Bar stands for Bad at Reading. Have that coming up. I've just been a little behind. Shocker that I'm late on my first ever one, but I'm gonna maybe plan a live stream Sunday or early next week to talk about the book and announce the next book. So if you're reading along with me, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo,
ooh,
get excited.
Wow.
This got weird.